Any child that fails to grow up physically or mentally is not well, and the hearts of a sympathetic world go out to him. As sweet and lovable as children are, no one wants them to remain children forever. Childhood is a phase, a state of development to be passed on the way to maturity. Any right-thinking parent passionately desires his offspring to emerge from the sweet innocence of childhood into the clumsy and confusion years of adolescence, and then into the mature years of responsibility. Anything other than that would bring heartbreak. But there's another side to the child, beyond the physical and the mental. The child is also a spiritual creature. Those who never awaken spiritually never really live. Those who are spiritually awakened are termed by the scriptures as being born again. Anything short of this new birth is an abortive life, an existence without living, an animated death. Throughout the scriptures, the spiritual life of a person is likened unto the natural birth and development. When we are first converted or born again, we are newborn babes. From the moment of our spiritual birth, we are expected to grow in spiritual maturity. Any failure to do so denotes a spiritual unwellness, just as surely as the child is unwell when the mind and body never grows. God loves children and admonishes us in many ways to be like them. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 24, Jesus said, "Except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." The one thing that we must keep in mind is that the Lord makes a clear distinction between childlikeness and childishness. We are admonished to be childlike, not childish. The trouble is that many reverse the order, never obtaining the childlike qualities they need, but always living as a childish Christian in matters of faith and forgiveness. In obedience, we must be like children. Even in the early church, some of the Christians in Corinth had confused the order. So Paul wrote to them in Corinthians, the 14th chapter and verse 20, "Brethren," he said, "be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." Just as a parent is distressed to see the mental retardation or the physical handicaps of his child, so the elders of the Lord grieve to see spiritual childishness. Speaking of his spiritual life, Paul said that he himself had passed through a period of spiritual infancy into manhood. In Corinthians 13 and 11, Paul says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Some people are too childish to appreciate or even comprehend the depth and the truth of God's way. They live on the shallow, the superficial, the spectacular, and the sensational. A childish Christian must be entertained or they lose interest. They must be petted or they will fall by the wayside. We must remember that childishness in the Lord is only a step away from carnality and worldliness. You are becoming a mature Christian if you're growing in the knowledge of God. You are growing up if you no longer are satisfied by a worship diet of superficial and sensational emotionalism. You are growing up if you are able to establish yourself in the Word of God and are no longer disturbed by the false doctrines that will fall upon your ears. The one thing that all of us are admonished to do is to grow up. Paul says, Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quiet you like men, be strong. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.